Okay, we left off discussing the two teretzim of the Ritva based on our sugya of Tes Siman Aleph, where the Gemara tells us the principle of Reish Lakish that we invoked here. We saw in Daf Gimel Mad Aleph that Edema Chasuma Ashtar are Kimishnech Kedusim Bebezdin Dami. The very basic kasha of the Ritva is that when you look in the sugya in Ksuvas and Daf Yerchesim with Neis, Reish Lakish seemed to say a very, very important but a somewhat limited chiddush. A chiddush regarding the principle of Kevin Shehigid Shuv Eino Chozer Umagid. And yet, our sugya, the sugya of Gimel, assumes seemingly a much more overarching chiddush, and that is that the need for Kiyum Shtaros is only a din drabanan. So it's true that both of them can conform to the phrase of Reish Lakish K'mik Shnech Re'idusin Bebezin Dami. That certainly is true. Once Nech Re'idusin Bebezin Dami, it is true Eino Chozer Umagid. And it's true that once Bezin establishes the integrity of the Edim, okay, so that's considered to be a given, but how do you know that that was the intent of Reish Lakish? So the first possibility the Ritva said was really, Enochinami, that Kim Lahu Bahi. We know, that's what Reish Lakish meant. When Reish Lakish told us this great Kiddush, he had a twofold intent. One is, it's true that Enochos Romaga, Deidos is complete, but even beyond that, that we know that Kiyum Shtaros, according to Reish Lakish, is only considered to be a Din Drabanan. And how do we know this? Because Stama Ka'ama. Reish Lakish did not say that you need Kiyum Ashtar. Reish Lakish said that once the Edom sign, it implies once the Edom sign. Not just simply they can't alter, but based on their signature alone, we consider the get to be established, and therefore the get, the Shtar, is only considered to be in any need of Kiyum on a level of Drabanan. And then the second day that the Ritva writes is no, Kmishkinech Reidusim Bezdin Dami. Does not just simply mean that the Edus is complete. The Edus is complete. And now I'm going to say no Chozer Amagid. It means much more than that. That Alima Milsa Bakushta, that the Edus is confirmed. It's confirmed. If the Edus is confirmed, so how can I say, oh, but Midaraisa, you need Kiyum Hashtar? When you use the phrase that Kamisha Nekre Dusan Bebezin Dami, it doesn't just simply mean that the Edus has come to an end and now we'll begin the investigative process. It means that the Edus is considered to be confirmed. And that would fly in the face of any possibility of assuming that there is a further need for the Kiyum Hashtar. So we began discussing why indeed is that true? Why do you assume that just because the Edom signed, that that's considered to be a confirmation? It's not just simply considered to be a completion of the Edus, but the confirmation of the Edus. So the Ritva points out as follows, because after all, the Chol Adam Nizar Shelo Laso Sheker Bishtar. You know, some people are not careful of what they say, but you know, you're signing a Shtar. After all, you're putting your signature on this document. In such a case, we assume that it's not forged, it's not falsified, and therefore Adam Nizar. Shalash Ashtar, in any form of Sheker. For example, what Rashi said in the Sugin of Gimel, Lo Chatzif Inish, the Ziyufe. We don't discern without any other knowledge that a person doesn't go so far. A person might make a statement, and therefore, you know, we can check and balance, we can push him on it, we can hold him accountable for the statement. But when something is redacted, so in such an instance, we assume that, then Lo Chatzif Inish, the Ziyufe. What exactly does that mean? Right, the language of the Ritva, that Adam Nisar, or the language of Rashi and Daf Gimel, that Lo Chatzi finish the Ziyufe. So maybe that could be understood in a couple of different ways. One possibility is as follows, that you know what, this is all Midini Chazaka. Midini Chazaka in the sense of Aruba Delesa Kaman. Chazaka can mean many, many different things. No, you always have to be very, very careful, right? Sometimes the Gemara will say, a Chazaka works here, it doesn't work there, it's not a Stira. And chazaka has so many different meanings. Sometimes a chazaka d'vin, a chazaka that ain adam prea chova b'tov zmano, but metziyan daf hey, what exactly does that mean? It means just simply, ruba d'lesa kaman. When you borrow money for a window of time, we don't assume that there was a prepayment. Because if there was a prepayment, you better get documentation. Prepayment without documentation? I hold the shtar that says next week only $1 million, and I prepay without doing so. When the government says chazaka, it doesn't mean like a chazaka de mekara. It doesn't mean a chazaka de hashta. It doesn't mean muhsak. It means a ruba de lesa kaman. Now that, you know, when in 99% of the cases, 99.9%, and the halacha tells you you have a right to assume that that's true, here and now as well. So often we'll call that as a chazaka. So when the Ritva writes that Adam Nizar, and Rashi says lo chotziv, so maybe it just simply means that that's the presumption, the presumption. What right do we have to assume? Aruba de lesa kama. The other possibility is to assume somewhat differently, no? Like we saw in the Tosos and Daftalid. When you have a shtar, you know, there are certain things the shtar says, and there are certain things that the shtar does not include. Those details that are not included expressly in the shtar, how do I know that they occurred? How do you know that they occurred? Great, you have Eidei Chasima. So the Eidei Chasima are aided that, yes, that there was Das HaBaal HaGarish HaSisha to the point that, you know what, this wasn't a hunch. He Imamish had a get written. But how do you know that the get was delivered? How do you know indeed that occurred? Oh, Satosa says, you know what, we have a right to connect the dots. What exactly does that mean? We have a right to connect the dots. Would I just call that a presumption, an assumption? It's a Ruben Lesser, come on. The chances are, when the Baal did this, and she does that, we have a right to go ahead and to presume that occurred, or could I argue more than that, no? That is considered to be part of the Eidus, the Chefze Shol Shtar, the Chefze Shol Shtar. The Shtar does not only indicate that there was Das HaBaal HaGarish HaSisha, but when you have a shtar, and I'll add another word, and you have a tfisas bala shtar, this isn't a shtar that's in the garbage can. This is a woman who is holding on to her get. So when we say, you know, chances are that it was given to her, as opposed to, you know, the Baal just trashed it, and she took it out of the trash, and here it is. Is that just a Ruben Lesser Kaman? Rabbi Kveger raises the question, no. What do you mean, in Holchim Bamanach HaRov? In Holchim Bamanach HaRov? You're just going to say, like, Mistama? That Hakob Hefshanase Betoras Rov, yeah, and the shtar is not going to work in cases of dinim amanos because a robe is not good enough. Lotzi mama miyana muchsak. So this is not just a simple robe. This shtar is going to function even in cases where robe is insufficient. Robe is, how does that work? So poshav shat, it means this is not just simply a presumption, but this is part of the edus of the shtar itself. When you have a shtar coupled with a tfisas balashtar, that's considered to be the edus of. You know, when I have a document and literally it says, I, so-and-so, owe you, the shtar doesn't say who the you is, it just says, I owe you. But if there's a tfisas bala shtar, you know what, the you is me. I'm the guy, I'm holding on to the shtar. Poshuv shat, that doesn't just simply mean like, good chance, reasonable. It means that's part of the edus of the shtar. I'll give you an example. Two edim go ahead and sign a shtar. And two other Edom come forward and say, Psulim hayu. Oh, those guys, they're Psulim. Anusim, no? They were bribed. No, they were bribed. They're Psulim. They're Machali Shabbos. You know what the Gemara says? Ksus Dev Ketesan Beis, what happens in that case? I go ahead and I sign the shtar. And there are two Edom that are signing the shtar. And these guys say they were Psulim. These guys that were saying were Psulim. So the Gemara says something like, unbelievable, no? Ksuvus, Yates, and Abeis, the Gemara says, Treyu Treininu. Treyu Treininu. Who would have said Treyu Treininu? No, that's what he would have said. Treyu Treininu. I give Edus and Bezdin, and two Edom come and say, I'm Pussel. That's Treyu Treininu. That's Treyu Treininu. That's not Treyu Trey. Guess what? I'm done, and they're believed. And guess what? They're honored at the dinner, and I'm in the doghouse. No, you have two Edom that say that you're Psulim. We don't call that Treyu Trey. They're Suffolk, and I'm Suffolk. No. That's exactly what Rava says about Edom Zomin. I don't think it's a Chiddush at all that we believe the second Edom over the first. No? Because what do you mean? They're not commenting on the facts of the case where we say it's Treyu Trey. They're not commenting it. They're saying these guys are Pussel. That's a Chiddush. If two Edom are made in Bezin and two Edom say you're puzzle. We don't assume Treyu Trey. So Rav Mamish, Ad Kedei Kach, that Edom Zomin is not even a Chiddush. And Hachasha, it would be a great Chiddush to say we believe one over the other. Why would you believe one over the other? In Hazama is another way of saying Paslina Magazanusa. You're puzzle. Puzzle, we never say Treyu Trey. So I'm going to qualify. Not that we never. We don't say it when it comes to typical Edos, but we do say it when it comes to a shtar. But that's unbelievable, no? Ksuas daf yutes, two people are made that the shtar is possible because the Edom Reb Sulim, we call that Trey O'Trey. You know what Trey O'Trey means? Bezin can't trust anybody. Can't trust anybody. They can't trust the people that signed the Shtarim. And they can't trust the people who are made that they're possible. They're all Suffolk Psulim because of Trey O'Trey. So you know what the answer has to be? Yeah, I guess so. This is not just Edos Bechsav. This is a Chefzer Shel Shtar where we consider it to be that the Shtar is made on its integrity to the point that if someone denies the integrity of the Shtar, that's called Trey O'Trey. That's called Trey O'Trey. So maybe one could argue this really is true here as well. That when we're arguing that, you know what, Reish Lakish is Chiddush, you don't need a Kiyum Ashtar. It means because the Shtar Midaraisa is made Alatzma, the Shtar is considered to be kosher. The Shtar speaks for itself, Betoras Edus, not Betoras Arubad Lesakamam. And therefore, that would be significant. Ooh, I'll tell you the following Chiddush. This is not clear. This is a very fundamental machlokas. Let me give you a case which is not exactly a shtar with edus. We discussed this earlier, no? Ksav yodo. No, ksuvus tav chaf aleph. Let's assume you have the chasimas yad hamisraim. It's not signed by edim, but the person, the das hamisraim, he signs off on it. What exactly is that status? Can one apply, let's say, a chazaka, a ruba de lesa kaman, that nizar adam, shelo laso sheker bishtar? Can we apply ruba de lesa kaman to lo chatzit inish leziyufe? You know what? Maybe yes. You know, guys, they're not careful what they say. Remember, you're going to sign the document that says that this is what I owe you. If you're dealing with chazaka, maybe that can apply ksav yado as well. If, however, you're dealing with this great chiddush, then when it comes to chefzer shel shtar, the shtar is made alatzma, the shtar is going to be kosher. How do you know that applies to ksav yado b'li'edim? If it's written by the das and ischayev, I would say, you know what, that points to its integrity. But do we necessarily know, mamish, it's considered to be absolute edus? Let's assume, for example, you have that case of ksav yada. And let's assume the Baal HaShtar comes and says, this whole thing is mezuyah. So what happens in that particular case? If you look in the Shach, in Chosh Mishpat, Mem Vav, Sivkot Yud, the Shach writes that, you know what, we wouldn't give that the status of, if you have a shtar signed by two edim, and the Baal HaShtar says it's mezuyah, we say, no, that's exactly our sugya, no? Yiskan b'chosamo. If the Baal says it's mezuyah and you have edim, so in such an instance, that's not going to help? No? So what happens if the Baal goes ahead and forward and says mezuyah? Do I need that ksav yado? I require the kiyum hashtar midaraisa? I would say, look, if you're dealing with the chazaka, that Adam Nizar, Mustama. No? That chazaka could apply even to ksav yado as well. But the Shach writes the Chiddush, it doesn't apply to ksav yado. There you would require the kiyum hachasimos on the level of daraisa, you'd require kiyum. Maybe a chazaka you have, but you don't necessarily have the case of eidos. And if you look in the ksos, they're in Siman Mem Vav. The Ktsos and Sif Katan Hey disagrees with the Shach and assumes that even when it comes to Chasimas Yado, Ksav Yado, we still assume that principle. Still that Chazak applies. That Adam Nizar Shlalash or Sheker Bishtar and the Chatzis Inish Luziufe. Well, what would happen in the following case? What happens if you have a shtar and there was no kiyum hashtar and other edim come forward and say that this was forged? You have a shtar, sami two people. And Edom come forward and say that, what do you mean? This is a shtar mezuyah, not the Baal. the Edom come forward and say that indeed this is considered to be. So what would happen in that particular case? You have a shtar. The shtar is presumed to be a shtar kasher. It's signed by Edom. Oh, can we shenek? We do some of it, isn't dummy? And two other them come forward and say, this is a shtar mezuyah. Two other them come forward and say, this is considered to be a shtar mezuyah. Wait. Before those Edom come forward, the fact that I assume that the shtar is a shtar kasher, based on what? If it's based on just the chazaka, if it's just based on the chazaka that mistama adam nizar shalash sheker b'shtar, it's based on a chazaka lachatzav inish l'ziyufei. Yeah, but b'makom edim, there are two edim that say that the shtar is an absolute shtar mezuyah. There's an absolute shtar mezuyah. So if you have a shtar as it is, and two other edim come and say that this is mezuyah, so what happens in that particular case? So if you look there in Simen Vav, for example, the Tumim writes, Chazaka b'makom edim. Forget about your chazaka, the adam nizar. There are two edim that say it's a shtar mezuyah. And done, zero. And the Ktsos there in Simen Vav, the same Simen, the Ktsos writes, no, that's called treyotrei. That's called treyotrei. Wow. That's considered to be like a case of treyotrei. The shtar is made alatz mashukasha. In the face of other edim to say it's mezuyah, that's mamish a case of trey or trey. It's not that we believe the edim over the shtar. It means, you know, we're deadlocked. We're deadlocked. So that's an important diyun. What would happen in the case in the face of two edim? What would happen in the case of ksav yada? They're not necessarily habu hatalia. But I would say the starting point is this question. When you have that the Ritzvan Rashi that says, you know, we don't assume, is that Petoras Eidos or is that Petoras Ubud Lesa Kaman? Could make an important difference in that particular case. Well, so our Gemara tells us the following, that if Irir Habal, the Baal comes forward, and the Baal says that, ooh, this is Mezuyev, so therefore, Yiskayim b'chosama. Okay, now we have to Mekayim the Shtar. Let me ask you the following. In that case, in a regular, typical case, Kim Shtaris is a Dindar Abba. But if the Baal comes forward and he is Ma'ar and he says, this is an absolute forgery, and now we insist that, you know what, you have to be Mekayim the Shtar, is that a Dindar Isa or is that a Dindar Abba? So we discussed this in the past, no? That Rosh Rishonim assume, what do you mean? When Rish Lakish says, "Can we connect preyidusim bebezdin dami?" That means midarais. This is considered to be valid shtar. If two other edim come forward, that's one thing. But if a baal is ma'arer against the shtar makuyim, that doesn't disrupt the integrity of the shtar. And therefore, our gemara daptes that says yiskay b'chosamav, that is only considered to be a din rabbanan. That's only a din rabbanan. We pointed out in earlier shiurim that is explicitly against Rabbeinu Avigdor. That's quoted in the Mordechai and Kedushin Os Tavku Samach Tes, and the Or Zeruah quotes this right in the Tshuvas Or Zeruah Tavshin Memhei, that there is, albeit right, maybe a Das Yachid, maybe not, but a sheet in Rishonim. It tells us that, you know what, the Ir Her Habal undermines entirely. You know, Kim Shtaros is necessary midaraisa. Wow. It's not just simply that the Shtar is considered to be Eidos, and if the Baal objects midrabanan, let's be Mephais, and let's satisfy him, let's be Mekayim the Shtar, but this is really true Mikra Adin. This may not be just simply a Das Yachin. Maybe this is even the Shita Sarambam as well. The Rambam is not Mefurish. But the Rambam writes here in Hilchos Gerush, in Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, the Rambam writes the following. What happens in a case of a Baal who comes forward and says that Lo Girashti Me'olam, I never divorced my wife. And the get that she is holding, right, is Mezuyafu. That's our case here at the Baal. Baal comes forward and says, what in the world? And I thought I was just going on a trip to Florida. And then I come back, and all of a sudden, what? She has a get. I know nothing about this. Nothing about this. So the Rambam writes, our Gemara, Yizkai b'chosama. Yizkai b'chosama. We have to validate this get. Let's see what the story is. The story is. But the Rambam adds the following in the Imno Niskayim. And what happens if we cannot do so? We cannot confirm, validate the integrity of the get? Oh, the Rambam writes the following. Teitse v'havlad zmamzeh. Teitse v'havlad mamzeh. That means that if she got married to somebody else, and all of a sudden the Baal comes back, what a trick. But no, he was away for his business trip, he comes back, there was a get, and she's remarried. No? So, Teitse. That was a long trip. She comes back and she has children. V'havlad mamzeh. V'havlad mamzeh. No? Teitse v'havlad mamzeh. The commissioner writes, not some foolish, but the commissioner writes, it sounds like this is a din d'oraisa. It sounds like this is a din d'oraisa, not just simply as, you know, a din d'rabbanan. Not just simply as a din d'rabbanan. Well, and I'll tell you a fascinating diuk in Rashi. One has to be careful about diukim. One has to be careful about diukim, but a diuk in Rashi in our sugya, you know? If the Baal comes and questions the integrity of, you better validate that get. You better validate that get. How do you validate a shtar? How do you validate a shtar? So here Rashi writes, no, yiskayim b'chosamav, a couple of options, no? Rashi says, I'll give you one of two choices, no? You know what the problem is? No, ksivas tavchav, there are three choices. The three choices, no? Rashi says, I'll give you one out of two choices, no? One choice, Rashi says, the following, Gevaldik, no, the Edim Atzman. Let's get these guys here. Let's get the Edim here and say, what are you talking about? This is our signature. What do you mean? That, of course, the Gerushin occurred. Of course, the Gerushin. Now, these guys are dead, no? How do you have a Kiyum Ashtar? So Rashi writes, Edim Acherim. Let other Edim come forward and validate that. This is their signature, that the chasim is considered to be accurate. So Rashi writes, ooh, a chiddush, when our Mishnah here, our sugya tells us, yizkayim b'chosamav, you have two choices. One is, al yedei ha'edim atzma. Number two is, al yedei ha'cherim. You know what the problem is? There's option three, ksuvas tachav, dimui ha'chasimos. Dimui ha'chasimos. No? You want to go into the bank, and you want access to your safety deposit box? Right, they're probably not going to ask for Aiden, but they're going to take out your signature card. Your signature card, no?
Sure.
And they're going to ask you to sign, and they're going to see that it matches. That's the Gemara. Ksivastapha. No? The Beis Din can utilize that in order to see that everything lines up without Eidus. Without Eidus. So it is a fascinating diuk in Rashi that our Gemara just cites the Mishnah, Yizkai b'chosamav, and Rashi writes, there are two possibilities, both of which are the Eidim, and Rashi doesn't write, which will be the very common case, right, of Dimui HaChasimos. No? Rashi omits that. That's pretty fascinating, nor? So I'll tell you, this is a diuk, maybe not so the Kash, I think, the Tur writes in Simen, Samaftes. The Tur calls the Gaonim, Rav Shirigam. The Dimui HaChasimos is only a Din Rabbanan. That's not Eidus. That's Eidus. Eidim are made. No. You're just going to go ahead and, you know, like I looked at last week's homework, I look at this week's homework, and guess what? You know, your penmanship really changed, unless this isn't your work. No? But last week's paper, this week's paper, like somebody wrote, you know, that probably somebody wrote both of them. No? The first one wasn't available this week, so use somebody else. Now, like, Dime Chasimos is not a Dinda Raisa. Yeah, because Kiyum Shtaros is only a Dinda Rabbanan. So for Kiyum Shtaros, Dinda Rabbanan, we rely on Dime Chasimos. Yeah, but Rashi does not write that here. Rashi, so maybe a leap, and Rashi will be as follows. Here, Rabino Victor's Mufurish, maybe the Rambam Sheet of the Lech Mishnah writes, no? That if Irer Habal, the need for Kiyum Ashtar is no longer a Din Rabbanan. If the Baal Ashtar comes forward and says, what in the world? You're going to say, yeah, Mid Rabbanan, to Mifayisu. And no. Maybe that's something that is a problem Iker Hadin. In which case, the problem Daraisa requires a solution Daraisa. And the solution, Daraisa, is Eidus. Is Eidus. The solution, Daraisa, is not going to be Dimui Achasimos. So one possibility in Rashi is maybe that's exactly the point. That in a normal case of Kiyum Shtaros, 100%, Ksuvus Tavchav. But not in this case of Kiyum Ashtar, where Irir Habal. Now what Gemara tells you the following. It must be talking about a case of Irir Habal. Because if you're going to tell me the following, no, Irir is Trey. Whoa, so what's happening now? So what's happening? You have a Shtar which is signed. Okay. But you have to establish that Shtar. So you know what? Two Adam come and say it's forged. Okay? Two Adam come and say it's forged. So what's the Eitzah? Yiskayim b'chosam. So get two other Adam to say good. How does that help? How exactly does that help? No? You have two Adam that say no. So the answer is get two Adam to say yes. That's exactly the Gemara's kasha. No? It cannot mean yiskayim b'chosam if there are two Adam. Because if you have two Adam, no one's going to say, so you find two Adam that will counter them. Because if it's two Adam versus two Adam, wait, that's trade or trade? No? And my chaz is the samcha sahani, smocha ani? No? So why would we suggest that's the teretz? No, that's the Gemara. El am I, irer dabal. No, it doesn't mean trade. If it means trade, we're stuck. You have two Adam that say that this is invalid. So it's saying, now you get your own two Adam. Oh, he does. So now you have trey or trey. So the get's no good. The get's so good. It's no good because of trey or trey. You mean the question is the get no good b'torah safek or b'torah zvandai? Oh, that's exactly what the Gemara says. That it means ir dabal. Because the ir dabal is going to fall away if you have two edim that contradict that. That contradict that. So if it's a case which is considered to be ir al yedei edim, you have two edim that say worthless piece of paper. And I'm going to bring two Adam that say, very worthwhile piece of paper. No? So the Gemara says, my chazis. What use did you do in bringing two other Adam? My chazis, the samchani, smochahani. Well, Tosus makes a very, very brief comment. What exactly does it mean, my chazis? What exactly does that mean? Smocha, honey, smocha. Why are you relying on these? Rely on that. I guess Poshub Shabbi would have said the following. Poshub Shabbi would have said like the following, that you know what? It's trey or trey. So okay, so if it's trey or trey, so how can a woman go ahead and get married based on a get where two of them say yes, two of them say no? Tosus just adds, this is a very, very brief Tosus. Oh, because after all, v'lukna b'cheska seishas ish. Tosus says, don't forget. There's a cheska seishas ish. There's a cheska seishas ish. What exactly is Tosus driving at? What exactly is Tosus adding? Oh, by the way, don't forget, there's a cheska seishas ish. Well, let's assume without the Tosus, what would you have said? You have a get, and there are two Edom that say it's a get kosher, two Edom say it's a get pasul. Can a woman go ahead and remarry? There's trey or trey in him. No? So the get is completely impaired. The get is completely impaired. Oh, so I would have thought she can get married. Oh no, but it can't because there's a cheska seishasish. But what is cheska exactly adding? Like it's a little bit of a, you know, like of course you think she can get married. The habamin is we're good to go, like as long as there's a possibility that I'm divorced, you can remarry. But it's not even a possibility anymore because there's a cheska say so she's shucks. But as long as it was a possibility, you know, that would have been good enough. It sounds a little bit unusual. Maybe there's such a havamina, striking, that, you know what, maybe one could have argued, like, unusual, but this again is a chiddush, that I would have said trey or trey means, like, each set of aging cancels the other. Each set of adim cancels the other, and we're back to our starting point. That's the havamina, that's a chiddush, no? I have a get. A get is kosher. A get is kosher. What do you mean? Kamik shenekri just mebezin dami. You have a signed get. The get is kosher. These two guys came out of the blue, right? And they said, this is a get posel. So these other two Edom said, ignore them. Ignore them. The get's obviously get kosher. So, you know, maybe I could have argued, you know what? That, you know, the Edom hamakaimim cancel the Edom hamaarim. And forget about that. We're back to, so to speak, a hadri di surakama, that the get is made a lot, so the get is considered to be kosher. And therefore, now let's go with it. We had a bump in the road, and we resolved that bump in the road. We have a get that's a get kosher, we're ready to go. All of a sudden, these two Edom raise this doubt. We satisfy the doubt. Right, they were contradicted. Well, so maybe one would have thought you can proceed, but it's a great chiddush, no? One would have thought you could proceed. No, it also says you can't proceed, you can't proceed. There's a cheskes eishes ish, we're done, no? It means you can't proceed, you can't, not that you can't proceed, but again, fascinating havamina. Could be the place. We'll box those four Edom and let them just be an island to themselves. You guys are out. We're back to our starting point. We're back to our starting point. That's, The Pnei Yeshua writes, for example, if you have two Edom Hama'arin, Pnei Yeshua writes in our sugya, they're posel the Edi Hashtar. They're posel the Edi Hashtar. You know, it's not that you have a good star, but you need Kiyum. So you know what? These guys raise a suspicion, we resolve that suspicion, we're back to our starting point. So we certainly don't do that. No, though, the starting point also says is again a cheskas eishes ish, that indeed there is a cheskas eishes ish. Perhaps just to, just to add a different dimension, different beer. We pointed out, like in earlier shiurim, that we're in a situation that has to be addressed. So Baruch Hashem, the halacha tells us how to weigh in on situations of doubt. We have a concern as to whether indeed this is or this isn't. Is this kosher? Is this fossil? So what do you do with Makom Safek? We've often commented, no Parsha Shofti, no? Ki Pala Chadav Levishva. Dam, Di, Nega, no, the Pirish of the Gon and the Pasuk, no. Adaris Aliyo. It's not simple what we do. It depends on Dam, Di, Nega. No, not so simple. If it's a Dam, Yisafek Wosum L'chumra. If it's a Din, we can assume Hamotzim Rechav Haraya. If it's a Nega, we're going to assume Safek Tuma. Like, how are you machria sveikos? What are the klolei hora? What are the klolei hafra? So we have an awful lot of them. And it's always important to ask yourself the following, what is the intent? When we apply this klal to this case, the suffix, what are we trying to do? And there are two possibilities. One is midine birur, and the other is midine nihug. No, birur means that what we're going to do. We're going to flesh out this doubt. We're going to resolve this doubt. Dine birur, dine nihug will tell you that that we're not going to resolve anything. But life goes on. How do you conduct yourself? How do you act when resolution is impossible? How do you act when resolution is impossible? You know what? We measured this mikvah a year ago. Everything was great. We measured it today. Terrible, no? The mikvah is a mikvah chaseru. You know what the problem is? Throughout the past weeks, months, year, this mikvah was used time and time and time and time again. So at what point in time do we assume, as of this date, the mikvah is a mikvah psula? And before that date, it's mikvah. How are you machriya? How do you know? So at the end of the day, I'm going to start throwing things at you. But I'll tell you a secret. At the end of the day, we really don't know. he'll give a fancy shiur, and then the shiur. So when did the mikveh become a mikveh psula? You know what I'm going to tell you? I have no idea. I'm going to apply a chazaka de meikara, that the mikveh was a mikveh kshir. I'm going to apply something b'dahashta, that right now the mikveh is a mikveh psula. I'm going to add a chazaka that anything that by definition was placed in this mikveh also had a cheskas tuma. In other words, what's it doing in the mikveh? It's not swimming. It's going for the purpose of tara. Oh, so you have a couple chachas on this way, and you have a chazaka that way. So you can have a great lamda shashir. At the end of the day, so I ask you, so when did it become a mikveh psula? You're not going to say, I have no idea. What do you mean? You just give a whole shir? No, the shir is, how do we conduct ourselves? How do we treat this object that went into the mikveh based on chazaka? But I'm not attempting to. You know, if a scientist is going to do his rigorous analysis and determine exactly when the water evaporated, that's birur. He's weighing in on when it happened. I'm not weighing in when it happened. I'm weighing in on the chezkas tumah that the object had that was immersed in the mikveh. What is the status that the suffix that maybe the mikveh was a mikveh kshira, right? That's lam d'shenihug. That's not considered to be cases that you have of birur. You know, Tosus writes in Nazir and Daf Nun Zayin, just the following chiddush. Let's assume, for example, you know, you're asked a shaila about A and B, and your psak makes absolutely no sense. Absolutely no sense. You have shnei nazirim, Tosus says. No? And these nazirim, we mentioned this before, no, they all look alike. No? And one of them stumbled upon tuma. One of them is a nazir tameh. One is a nazir tahor. So guess what? Person A approaches me. I say, you have a chizkas tara. You're a nazir tahor. And later, person B approaches me and I say, you have a chizkas tara. You're a nazir who's tahor. So Tosus is like so bothered. Like, what do you mean? How can you say that? Kol chad v'chad mukmina chizkasei. That's definitely wrong. That's definitely wrong. What do you mean? One of them stumbled upon tumah. How in the world can you say they're both tahor? It's counterfactual. So Tosus writes like a stunning chiddush. You know what? The posuk's not bothered by that. He's not bothered by that. Because he's applying the concept of a chazaka. A chazaka. And a chazaka is not an attempt toward birur. Chazaka means how do you conduct yourself? B'makom safek. So when I weigh in on whether these items that went into that mikveh are tamei or tahor, that's how should I be noheg, and I'll invoke a chazaka. I want to know what is the status of this guy. You know, if we could tell, we'll play the video and we could see, I wouldn't invoke chazaka. Chazaka only works if there's leidus hasafek. If there's no, you know, we'll have to talk about this. There's a ran, daf aleph mad aleph, daf yirif, and meseches psachim. Pesach is over, you open up your socks drawer, and there's a challah. So the Ran says, don't worry, it was a makam shemach nisim b'chametz, no? It was a cheskas vaduk. It sounds so strange. What would be a cheskas vaduk? The challah is sitting there. A cheskas vaduk. Cheskas vaduk can be used, you know, in terms of, that really makes a difference. In terms of what? Chamash la pesach, abayir by matzeh, whether it was a cheskas vaduk. So guess what? The chazaka was wrong. Like, what do we need a cheskas vaduk? You know, there's a chazaka that he's dead, and all of a sudden, he's knocking at my door. So I say, no, you have a cheskas meis. No, but I'm here. No kashas, no cheskas meis. No, like, how can you apply baharuk baraglo? The chametz is sitting there, and you're going to say that there's a cheskas vaduk. Like, it's stunning. What exactly does the Ran mean by that? The Ran must mean some, like, lumdus, no? Lumdus. That this kohen at a chazaka was a kohen kasher? And all of a sudden, people are made. He's a ben grusha ben chalutza. That means the fact is he was not a kohen. So what do you mean that you rely on a chazaka? That at the time that you did that avodah, there was a chezkas kashrus. What do you mean a chezkas kashrus? That's not normal chazaka, no? Chazaka does not work if there's no leidus hasafek. You know, a guy comes forward and he's made that I took out the water because I wanted to clean the mikvah last week. And you're going to say, no, there's a chazaka that... What chazaka the who, what, where? That's what Rabbi Chanan writes. Pretty powerful. No, the Sugyan Babasra and Daf Chav Gimel. Rabbi Chanan writes this in the Kovid Shurim, Os Ayin Ches. Take a look. It's very fundamental. That's how we know the priority of Klolim. How do you know, for example, Kedushin Daf Pei, that Ruba v'chazaka Ruba Adiv? How do you know that? How do you know that? There's a pasuk for Rov, and there's a pasuk for Chazaka. There's a pasuk for Rov, Acharav Mahatos, and there's a pasuk for Chazaka, based on, this Kriya Satara. You see, when it comes to Tumas Negayim, the Gemara Chulin Daf Yud, we're relying on Chazaka. No? The Kohen sees, and then he leaves the house, and he makes his declaration based on what it was, based on assumption of what was is. And there's a world of difference, what was is. Maybe the signs changed. Maybe the sign, and there's no halacha that the Kohen has to eyeball the nega when he makes that declaration. Change can be ben l'chumra ben l'kula. No? Because the Torah says the Kohen will come back and he'll see it the same size. Same size as what? Same size as what you thought it was without seeing it. That'll make a real difference. Ben l'kula ben l'chumra. Maybe it didn't change in size at all. Maybe, guess what? That was the size exactly as it was when you declared it to be Tameh. Even though it wasn't the exact size when you saw it. But that shift happened before. You know what the answer is? Chazaka, chazaka. We follow chazaka. What was is? What was is? So it's a din d'oraisa, you follow chazaka. It's a din d'oraisa, you follow Rov. How in the world do you know Rov chazak Rov adiv? And guess what? The Gemara never quotes a pasuk for that. That's Rav Chanan's like stunning kasha. So Mochan just writes the following Kiddush. You know why Ruba Adif? It's because, you know what, they're friends. They're friends. It's not that you have two antagonists, and I have to declare a winner and a loser. There's no winner, there's no loser. They're buddies. No? They're worlds apart. They're worlds apart. Chazaka only begins when there's a Leda Sasafe. And the first thing the Halacha declares you to do is to be Machriya that Safe. And if the Torah says you have a right to be machriya the safek, let's say they're edim, and we can assume edim establish a fact set. It's not that edim are flying in face of the chazaka. The chazaka says, I have nothing to say. I have nothing to say. They're edim that know that the mikveh became mikveh ksula a week ago. No, there's a chazaka. Chazaka what? The chazaka will say, you know what? Only use me when you cannot be machriya. Because that type of chazak is a nihug. And rov is considered to be an act of birur. So Bachanan writes, like a very important klal, that when you have competing factors, there really is no competition. And the klal of birur will always take preference over a klal of nihug. Well, that's a ruba chazak is muladi. That's something which is pretty important. Pretty important. Wow, wow.
If we stay so clear to surf in Al-Hazakos, how can Ruba possibly be Adif?
No, we assume, we can assume that that is true, but nonetheless, that's indeed how one should be knowing. Doesn't always mean that all the niyug is the Torah Safek, but the Torah says that, you know what, that's how one should be knowing. That's indeed how we assume when it comes to Tumat Saras, that not that maybe he is, maybe he isn't. We'll assume the Torah is Vade, that's true, based on a concept of a Chazaka. And that can be assumed at times, the Torah is Vadai, but not in the face of empirical birur, or what the Torah requires of birur. That's an important comment. Rabbi Chanan writes this, right, in Bava Basra Chav Gimel, because the Sigma Basra Chav Gimel, same Sigma based of Yud, is what happens if Rov versus Karov. I want to know what happened. You know what? Ooh, I see Rachman al-Islam. There's a mace. Which city should take responsibility for this mace? You know what? What do you do in that particular case? There's one city that's very close, but it's really small. There's another city that's more distant, but it's very large. So when I say, oh, Egla Rufa, the ear, what ear? There are two cities in question. One, there's a Rov. One is Karov. Rabbi Chanan writes, you know what the lumdus is? Is this the Torah's birur? Is this the Torah's niyug? And if I can make that determination, then one is considered to be Rov, and one is considered to be Karov. One is birur, one is niyug. It's a no-brainer that birur would take preference. Birur would take preference. That's important. An important yisod. Wow. And what exactly is chazaka? That can really depend. See, if you're using the phrase of a chazaka, as let's say, it really means like a ruba d'lasa kaman. You know? And the halacha says, Hol chanach harov. I'll treat that as viru. I'll treat that as viru. When you're dealing with, like I say, chazaka de meikara, I'm not treating that as viru, I'm treating that as a form of niyud. So viru is something which is overarching, more powerful, more comprehensive. But then Rabbi Chanan writes, a nafkamin in the opposite direction. But take a look at this, no? Vasar Chav Gimel. Rabbi Chanan writes the following interesting issue. What happens if you have a contradiction? This points to this, this points to this. Which principles can I now utilize? Let's say, for example, I have a case of Treyu Trey. That's Rabbi Chanan's example. I have a case of Treyu Trey. So, you know, we're stuck. We're like stalemate. Treyu Trey. Treyu Trey. Okay. So, are there any other klalim that Bezin will consider? B'makom Treyu Trey? B'makom Treyu Trey? Let's say the following. Okay, you brought two witnesses, I brought two witnesses. They contradict each other. So I turn to Bez, no problem. I'll bring two more witnesses. I'll bring two other witnesses. I realize we're at a stalemate. No? So I'll bring two other witnesses. You know what Bez is going to tell me? Don't bother. You'll bring two other witnesses? Trey Kamea. So now, good, now it's 2 versus 4. But guess what? 2 versus 4 is also considered to be Achashah. So Bezin's not going to tell you, go find other witnesses. No, it's Trey or Trey. Two other witnesses are not going to help you. Rabbi Chanan explains it in the following way. When you have Trey or Trey, you've maxed out a Birur. No? You have two, I have two. The Birur tract has hit a dead road. You're going to bring greater Birur. 2 more Aden. 10 more Aden. I'm going to tell you a Trey Kamea. You're going to be all upset. You brought the whole class. Shrei Kamea. Doesn't matter. Shnayim, Shlosha. Doesn't matter. So is there anything that I can offer? Can I bring anything to the table? No, Rabbi Chanan writes a Chiddush. You can bring Nihog to the table. Well, we hit the barrier of Trey Utrei. And once we go ahead and hit that barrier of Trey Utrei, the fact that you can somehow have another level of birur, Trey Kamea. But if you can demonstrate, so I agree, the birur is insufficient. But when birur is insufficient, now we work with a niyug track. So that's another chiddush that Rabbi Chanan writes. Typically speaking, if you have birur versus niyug, birur is going to trump, no? But if you're at a dead end when it comes to birur, Trey Kamea. So you know what? Any rayas that you're going to bring me now, in order to say that's compelling, you know what? That has to be a form of niyum. Well, that's a pretty fascinating possibility. Because in Lamdus, it's so important to know. Each one has, so to speak, a chomer and a kula. You know, a chazaka has limitations, but certainly it's more universal. A chazaka can weigh in even at a dead end. Because that's what chazaka does. It's a dead end when this mikveh became a mikveh psula. But you know what? I can weigh in a dead end. That's not always true when it comes to cases of birur. Once you've exhausted the birur, Trey Kamea, solving 2 more Edim, not going to help. And Ruva Chazaka Ruva Alech, because Rova is considered to be Mevare, and a Chazaka is considered to be that which is an Ihug, that which is an Ihug. No? Interesting. Okay. So, you have 2 Edim that come forward, right? And they're ma'arer. And you have 2 other Edom that come, yuskan b'chosam. Because you have Trey or Trey, okay, you know what? Yeah, but I have Edom who are chosim nishar. Right? And if the Edom are chosim al hashtar, well, that means something, no? After all, there's Edos. Or there's a Ruba de Lesa Kaman, that when the Edom are Chosim al Ashtar, they're not lying at all. that supports the integrity of the shtar. That's an edus, so that's a robe as the integrity of this get. You know what I'm going to tell you? Not b'makom trei or trei. B'makom trei or trei. B'makom trei or trei, you're going to tell me, oh, I have another raya of birur, a robe. I have another raya of birur, that the edem achasumik neshkirishim ezinami. So good, so that's like trei b'kameya. But you know what? That's still not going to help you. That's still not going to help you. Is there anything that could shed light b'makom trei or trei? So there's one thing that can be helped b'makom trei or trei. You know what that is? A chazak of niug. A chazak of niug. Not birur of edim, but a chazak of niug. A chazak of niug. If it was just birur, you know what I would say? We're stuck. It's a suffix. It's stuck. It's a suffix. It's a suffix. No? You have a rubidasa kaman that chances are people don't forge a signature? Good. So you have edim together with rubidasa kaman. That's still a suffix. That's still a suffix, no? So Tosus points out the following. No, realize. You know what? There's a cheskas eishashish. The cheskas eishashish is functional even b'makom trei u'trei. Cheskas eishashish is not birur. Cheskas eishashish is a chazak d'meikara, which is nihug. That is going to be functional. And that's going to mean that it's not that, you know what, we're stuck as a trei u'trei, and this is a suffix. We're going to argue that because of the din niyug of a cheskas eishashish, she is an eishashish b'toras vadai. B'toras vadai. Not b'toras safek. Bringing other edim is not going to alter the safek. Saying that there's a rubid lesa kaman, that chances are the edim that signed the shtar were doing so properly because people typically don't forge documents, none of that is going to shift the scale, change the landscape when you're dealing with birur. You're already at trei u'trei. So it's another eidim. Another eidus. Another raya. Oh, so Tosus points out the chiddush. But you know what? But here there's something else. There's a cheskas eishashish, which is functional b'davka b'makom shi'ev shalavarev. You're stuck. You have a trei u'trei. There's a cheskas eishashish, and therefore she'll be treated as an eishashish b'toras vadai. Not an eishashish b'toras a suffix of trei u'trei. And therefore, I will tell you that those few words that Tosus adds, that don't forget you have a cheskas eishashish here, that's pretty critical. That's pretty critical. That will tilt the scale. As opposed to any of the previous rayas where it's not going to tilt the scale, it will just maintain the status quo, that this is a makom safek. And of course, a makom safek, a woman cannot go ahead and get married. This is more than makom safek. No, this is a woman getting married, a makom cheskas eishashish. Not that we're treating that as a suffix. We're treating that as that which is considered to be the Torah's father. Okay. Mirz Hashem, tomorrow we'll do some Yanipes. Okay, so maybe if I can give you some Ramakamos, but take a look at the first Sugi in Rabbi Yitzchakim, Sayyid Tesla days, and it was the Sugi Dalakosis. Okay, there in the Tosus, the Rambam, take a look at the Priskarav, right, and that. And that also is, we'll have some shiur, I guess, in Yom Pesach. I think Mirz Hashem, I think next year the limud in the yeshiva will be Maseches Pesachim, so maybe I'll go lightly on the Bayer by Matzah Sugyas and the Tashbisa Sugyas. We'll talk about the Seder and the Haggadah. Good.